It is the Advertising Week Social Club. I am Doug Zanger. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your support of Advertising Week 8. And I'm so upset right now because Ed Burns sitting in front of me wearing jeans, wearing a very comfortable shirt, and I have been wearing a suit. Tomorrow, this changes. I'm just saying, this changes. So talk a little bit about the session. What do you think people took away from it?
You know, I think a lot of people just are curious about, you know, obviously the future of film. Today we didn't really talk about how films are getting made, but more like how do we as filmmakers access that audience? And you know, obviously the audience is trying to figure out, you know, how can I find the films that I love? I think the big thing, again, we're talking about Tribeca's partnership with Amex, and my partnership with Tribeca and Amex is, you know, how are filmmakers or other artists in television, you know, how are we going to start working with brands as partners as we move forward? And again, no one has any of the answers. I think right. The thing that's exciting is a lot of folks recognize the old rules. Have to be ignored or broken. You know, we need to move on because the landscape has changed so dramatically, really in the last 4 years or so. And you know, they will probably change again in another 2 years. So you have to be nimble and think on your feet.
One of the things I really love about all the work that you do, first of all, edwardburns.net. We're going to talk about Newlyweds in a second. But one of the things you talked about, you know, the roadmap. And this roadmap is being built. One of the pieces that I really like is you actually get very specific and very granular. I used this camera. I did this. I did this. I did this. Why is it so important to go into that much detail?
I remember I was in film school. I was walking on 6th Avenue over near where it used to be the Waverly Theater. Now it's the IFC Theater. And I saw Spike Lee walking down the sidewalk. And I was about 10 paces behind him. And all I wanted to do was to run up to him and ask him how he made She's Gotta Have It. Because I was a kid looking to make low-budget films. So what are the tricks of the trade? What did you use? What didn't you use? What do you need? What don't you need? And I didn't. So years later, when I did my first commentary for Brothers McMullen, a DVD commentary, I kind of gave away all the secrets and showed, you know, and told how we made the film. And we made nothing but what would have been thought of as mistakes. You know, we broke all the rules only because we didn't know the rules. And from that commentary, I got so much great feedback from kids in film school on how much that helped them that that's sort of become a thing that I like to do now. And, you know, I'm someone who still likes to play with extremely low budgets. And I think, you know, young filmmakers see, well, all right, this guy's making movies for no money and he's finding an audience. If I can, you know, let them into how I'm doing it, then, you know, it'll benefit me as a moviegoer. You know, I'll get to see some cool low-budget films.
Yeah. So, I mean, craft story, still incredibly important. Let's talk a little bit about Newlyweds. This is new. I mean, I'm not quite a newlywed, but we, you know, people who, you know, married for a long time or newlyweds kind of relate. Talk about the story a little bit.
I guess what I was looking at originally was, you know, just one question: what makes for a successful marriage? So there are really two couples at the heart of this thing. There are the newlyweds, which is sort of the lead couple, and they're in their second marriage. So they've already crashed and burned once before. So they think they know how to make a marriage work. There's another couple, the lead character, Katie's sister, Marcia, who's been married for 18 years, and on paper seemed to have a pretty successful marriage, but quickly crumbles. And I think I was just looking to explore, you know, how these relationships work, what can make them crumble, what's required to make them last. And, you know, from that, I just start to let the characters then take me on the journey. I mean, one thing I really wanted to do with this film was I wanted to do much more of an actor's piece than I had done before. So I work primarily with actors that I've worked with before, and handcrafted and developed the characters towards their strengths. So, you know, I guess that's about it on point. Yeah.
All right. So I threw a curveball to Oliver Stone last year. I'll throw the curveball to you. I'm a voiceover guy.
Okay.
So you're doing voice work, right? Give us a little snapshot of the reel. What have you been working on? Why does Liev Schreiber get all of the documentaries, by the way?
He does do a lot. Yeah. Giamatti gets a lot of good ones too. What have I been doing? I just did one for Major League Baseball Films. It was the summer of 41, Joe D and the hitting streak, and Ted Williams at 406. That was a great one to do. I did another one for ESPN for 9/11. The man with the red bandana who gave his life to help a bunch of folks in the South Tower. I just recently did a third one. Oh, I'm doing one for the History Channel, voicing a journalist who was in Vietnam during the Vietnam War. And then in the past, I've done Fidelity Banks, right. You know. I know there's a couple of, I did a Diet Coke one once.
It's fun work.
Oh, it's great. It's great.
Fun,
yeah.
It's fun work. All right, again, reminding everybody, edwardburns.net. Please support his work. Please support all the artists out there in the spirit of seeing the future of film. Ed Burns, thanks so much for taking the time.
Cool. Thank you. Thanks. Appreciate it.